Maybe you didn't cook the meat enough, she answered. Abby frowned. I was upstairs changing when you ate the little meatballs. Did they taste funny? No, Jerry said firmly, glaring at Rosa behind Abby's back. They tasted great. Rosa ate a ton of them, and she's not sick.
I didn't eat a ton, Rosa protested.
But yes, I ate 4 or 5, and I'm fine. Maybe it's something else. Once my mom's potato salad made everyone sick at a picnic because the mayonnaise got too warm. Maybe the cream cheese in the tortilla swirls was rotten.
Or maybe it's a virus, like Miss Carter said, Jerry repeated, aggravated at Rosa.
Couldn't she see how bad Abby already felt?
If it's a virus, it came and went fast, Rosa said. Brooke and Emily felt better as soon as they threw up a couple times.
Okay. Jerry swallowed convulsively. Could you talk about something besides throwing up?
Sorry. How about a game while we wait? Rosa suggested.
Cranium? Cards? Maybe outburst?
After Abby tossed out the leftovers, she and Jerry followed Rosa into the study room, and they pulled 2 games from the shelf. Suddenly, Jerry's throat felt constricted, and she couldn't swallow. Heat rose in waves from her chest to her neck and face.
I'll be right back, she said. I want to change into PJs.
Abby raised an eyebrow, but Jerry forced herself to smile as she left the room. Once out of view, she took the stairs 2 at a time and bolted down the hall to the restroom. She barely made it to a stall before losing every bit of food she'd eaten at the party. Jerry thought the retching would never end. Finally, the spasms in her throat lessened, and her stomach settled down. She sat back on her heels, wiped her sweaty face with a wad of toilet paper, and hauled herself to her feet. At a sink, she dampened a paper towel and washed her blotchy skin. By the time she changed her clothes and rejoined Abby and Rosa, her flushed face had returned to its normal color.
Good, she thought. Abby will never know.
30 minutes later, Miss Barber returned with the rest of the 6th graders who lived in Hampton House. Abby jumped up immediately and asked if any of the girls had been sick that evening.
No, not a soul.
Miss Barber flowed into the room, her billowing caftan making her look elegant in spite of her size.
Miss Carter called to the bowling alley and told me what happened.
3 girls pulled up chairs to watch the cranium game in progress, and the noise level rose.
Let's wait for news in my room, Jerry said, giving up her spot.